It's the first Sunday of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. With the first Sunday of Advent, the Church turns the wheel of the liturgical year one more time. Repetita juvant, it is said, repeated things help. Because although the mysteries stay the same, we do not. We arrive at Advent changed, needing to hear again, experience again, the call to watchfulness, conversion, and hope. The early days of Advent are pointing us to the Lord who will come with power and great glory, and this apocalyptic note is meant not really to frighten us so much as to clarify our values. When we remember that Christ will return, or we will go to him, sooner than we might think, our priorities sharpen. In the Novus Ordo, the collect for the Mass has the verb occurrere, to run forth, and it reminds us that Christian waiting is active. Just like our participation at Mass is not passive, it's always active, even when we're just receiving, we're actively receiving. We prepare to meet the one who is drawing near. The Fathers spoke of Christ's three comings, in history at Bethlehem, in mystery through grace, and in majesty at the end of time. And Advent gathers these three strands into a single powerful cord. We prepare for Christmas precisely by remembering the last day. And in the meantime, Christ comes quietly in the sacraments, shaping us into people who can recognize his voice and recognize him also in the person of the poor and the needy. Advent is penitential, but with a hopeful tone. The night is far gone, the day is at hand, St. Paul says. So we watch more intentionally, pray a little more, make more small sacrifices, and mend what needs to be mending. These simple acts clear space for grace to work. May this Advent be a fresh beginning. May we truly run forth to meet Christ with ready hearts. And may the Lord, who once came in humility and will come again in glory, come now, today, into the hidden places of our lives and make them new. Advent should be a time of more disciplined prayer, as is only fitting for the meaning of the season, with its emphasis on our meeting with the King of Fearful Majesty. Here are some thoughts on prayer from a new book published by TAN, a wonderful publishing company, called Advent and Christmas with the Church Fathers, a 7-week retreat on the mystery and the meaning of the Incarnation. You can only pray as you can, not as you can't. This axiom requires you to be honest with your own limitations and time commitments. You are probably not a monk or a cloistered religious. You are probably a married person, maybe an extremely busy parent, someone living in the world of demands and deadlines, someone living out your God-given vocation in the messiness of the 21st century, and that means you cannot pray as a desert hermit or a nun behind a grill. In fact, it would actually be sinful for you to try to find God outside the life he has given you. You are, therefore, to be shrewd as serpents in figuring out how to let the Lord increase your holiness. It is essential to remember that we cannot always control what comes in and out of our minds, but we can control our bodies. If you and the Lord determine that 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or half hour, whatever it may be, is what you will commit yourself to, stay there for that 10 minutes, that 15 minutes, or that half hour, whatever you and the Holy Spirit have decided to do together. Even if you are drifting off to sleep, even if your mind is racing elsewhere, be still. Be still and gently ask the Lord to help bring your consciousness back to his presence within and before you. What you do not want to do is think, oh well, nothing is happening, I'll come back later. Let's face it, you probably won't come back later, because the kids will be home, you'll have to make supper, you'll be too tired, and so on. Commit yourself to a time and maybe even to a place and simply stay there. That is your first and most fundamental commitment.